I'm a program manager in the SQL Server Engine team. I'm going to talk about SQL Server virtualization and how we arrive at the decisions we make when we're figuring out what features to implement and where to allocate our resources in that area. This is potentially a complex process that could take a while to explain, so I'm going to try and simplify it by dividing it into four main stages. I'm going to call those stages inputs. So that's really where we get the scenarios, the technical needs that drive our priorities. We then evaluate those priorities and arrive at a set of actions. And then we consider those actions in the context of a strategy. Now, you could describe this as a kind of iterative feedback loop. So it kind of feeds back into choosing our inputs. So what kind of inputs do we look at? It may come as a shock to learn that we talk to customers and get inputs from customers. And where we might typically do that is at conferences. Conferences are a great place to give insights as to what we're doing next and what we're interested in and to get direct feedback. Another good place to get feedback is by delivering webcasts and looking at the questions and comments we get. Similarly with writing blog articles, but also reading blogs of people who use our products and virtualize SQL Server. Another example is talking to our field technical specialists engaged in consultations, and sometimes we might get involved and go and visit customers and see what's going on. Another example is talking to tech support, getting insight into customer pain points and problems, and also design change requests, feature requests. There's various other forms of direct connection that we're interested in, for example, commenting on forums, various others. Another thing we like to do is keep an eye on the industry, look at industry trends. Another area is competition, see what the competition is doing. So we work with marketing and look at competitive intelligence. Another area is to consider the ecosystem that we operate in. So in the context of virtualization, that's going to be the operating system that we run on. The last time I checked, that was Windows. Virtualization solutions such as hypervisors. For example, Hyper-V, VMware. And then cloud solutions. So examples would be Windows Azure or Amazon EC2. Another area we might get inputs is just innovation. So not necessarily considering a problem, but perhaps talking to Microsoft Research and our own engineers who have creative ideas and getting feedback that way. So we evaluate these various inputs and arrive at a set of priorities. So some of these priorities, for example, are education. We get a lot of questions at conferences, for example, or when we do usability studies and surveys, we often see that there's a need for specific education. So as well as education, there's a lot of need for consolidation. Now, some of these categories overlap, so education potentially applies for all of these. But these particular priorities, high availability, I get a lot of questions about high availability when I talk about virtualization at conferences. Another example is manageability. What we find is as the number of databases in an enterprise increases, it tends to increase faster than the number of DBAs. So there's concerns around manageability. Another area is scalability. So as we test For example, as we keep track of the ecosystem and test the ecosystem, perhaps new features in Windows or new hypervisor features increase the number of CPUs or the memory that we need to support, so we do a lot of testing around scalability. So we end up with a set of priorities. So we take these priorities, we weigh them up together, and there's various overlapping links to these priorities. Generally, the important priorities, we get inputs from various sources, and they tend to go together to help us decide what the most important things are. So we weigh these up and then decide on a set of actions. So for help with education, for example, let's call these actions communication. And then here we have examples like, in a sense, the conferences, webcast, blog, white papers. So in 2010, we released several white papers on SQL Server virtualization and consolidation. And as well as these, blogging, we have a series of blogs planned coming up on using SQL Server with Hyper-V dynamic memory, for example. So consolidation features, examples of these are writing SQL Server manageability packs for System Center Operation Manager. High availability examples is doing extensive testing with Hyper-V cluster shared volumes and live migration. So this enables us to make sure that SQL Server cluster failover features work in this context so that you've got potentially very fast unplanned failover, and you also have planned failover without losing client connections. Manageability, let's see, we talked about System Center Operations Manager. There's also UCP, Utility Control Points. This is a way of managing various SQL Server instances, managed instances from a single point. Scalability, well, there's a good deal of testing that goes on with all these points, and particularly the scalability areas. So we end up with a set of features, and you could call these reactive. I'll call them tactical responses to needs. But the effectiveness of tactics really depends on how it fits into a strategic context. So among strategies, we'll consider how well do these work together, for example. Is there an end-to-end solution? And here the feedback can go back to customers, and customers I'll include are MVPs, for example. These, you could say, are our power users. We'll go to conferences, we'll talk to our MVPs, get some feedback on some of these planned features, and we'll also consider how well they work together. Another area we might consider is other strategic dimensions, such as private cloud, for example. So to consider how well these features will work in the private cloud, we'll build a private cloud and see how well it works, and there we can make use of System Center Operations Manager and see how well these manageability packs work together. So another area we may consider is, another strategic dimension is cloud serviceability models. So if we look at the cloud service layers, such as infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, software as a service, then how well do we integrate with these layers? So most of these virtualization features tend to be around implementing infrastructure as a service. And then we have platform as a service solutions such as SQL Azure. And then we have business platform services that use SQL Server such as SharePoint and Exchange at the software as a service level. So that's a very quick summary of the decision-making process and how we arrive at what's hopefully a easy to use and coherent virtualization strategy. So thanks for watching. My name is Guy Bauman. Thanks.